The bore is just a regular hole in the ground. No trimmings around it, no side walls around it. They had dust pavinion. The dust absence off the ground, that does not stay unless you put like a wall around it. So you have your binion of stones around it. That's why it says in two cases. Now the Mishnah says, V'tzorech likach loiderech tiver Rebbe Akiva. Again, when you sell your house, you sell your property. So you say you're only leaving over, you have the right to use this bore. But according to Rebbe Akiva, you don't even have the right to use the derech, to use the road to get to it. If you want to get to your bore, you're going to have to buy the road or get permission to use it. The Chachamim say no. Once you leave over for yourself the right to use the bore, you automatically also leave over the right to walk there. Gemara says, my love, isn't it? Paul Kamiflagi. This should be the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. The what? So Rabbi Akiva, son of Akiva, holds, Moicher, b'yayin yofe, Moicher. When you sell something, the seller has a good eye. He sells it by in yofe. Therefore, when the Moicher sells the house, he's selling the house. And even the derech also, even the root there. Like the only thing he's leaving over for himself is only the bore itself, the actual hole itself, but not the path to get to it. The bore also has to get permission to use it. And it's a fine thing, we'll have to get permission. For Rabbonin Savri, Moicher Bayin Ro, Moicher No. When you sell it with a bad eye. In other words, I'm selling you my house, that's it. If I'm leaving over for myself the bore and the deuce, so I also leave over automatically the right to the path to get there. That's the machlokes. This should be a machlokes all over. Not only in this case, there's a machlokes in all types of sales, whether we say the moicher does it b'yayin yofer or not. Gemara says, Udikoma nami b'yalma. That we say all over, that we have a kivul atayne, that we say all over, the kivul is always the one that says, the moicher does it b'yayin yofer, the yoma moicher b'yayin yofer moicher mehocha. Where is the real makor? Where is the ikka place of the kivul said as halacha? It could be from our Mishnah right here. From our Mishnah is a diak that Rebbe Akiva is the one that holds when you sell the ayin yofa. You need to sell it nicely. Gemara says, no, who said that's the machlokes mimai? What's the proof? Dilma maybe Rebbe Akiva sovar ein adam roitze sheyitein moisov v'yidrusu acherim. In other words, maybe here it's a different svara, Adreshbam says. All over we have no proof. Maybe they hold the ayin yofa. Maybe they hold the ayin ra. But here it's a news for our time, Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva holds that ein adam roitze sheyitein moisov, that this lokeach, the one that's buying the house, he does not want to spend all this money to buy the house. V'yidrusu acherim. And then it comes out that the original moicher still has the right to walk through my property to get to his bor and dus. Like it's enough that he's not selling me also the bor and the dus. But when I buy and spend my money, for sure I mean that all the property should belong to me. And I do not want you to have the rights at all to walk through my property. I'm not going to spend so much money and still have the guy be able to walk through the property. So it's a new svara here. When you buy this house, you mean to include the rights of the past. That's Rabbi Akiva's svara. But Rabbanan svara, sorry, what about Rabbanan hold? Rabbanan hold know that the moicher still has the right to walk through this property to go to his bor and his dus. They hold, ein adam roitza, sheyito moyos, v'yavriach b'yaver, they hold the yasvar alike. Listen, I'm taking the money true, but I'm not going to make it to the modern case that I have to fly in there to get to my bor and dus. Listen, like, I'm not telling you that. That much remains to me. So my answer, since I'm keeping over the right to use this ditch of water, I have to be able to get there. It's a new svar here. I don't have to fly. Shabbat says, Rabbanan Savri, Ledrisa lechayish lakeach. The lakeach is not afraid of that. The yain kan chsar mammon. Avol moicha yesh latainas. First of all, the Rabbanan hold, that doesn't bother the lakeach. Stam the fact that someone is going to walk through to go to his bor, that doesn't bother the lakeach so much. You're not really ruining anything by me. Stam walking by, that's one svara. That the Rabbanan said, that doesn't bother the lakeach. And secondly, avol moicha yesh latainas. But the moicha also has a good time, the Rashbam says. The Yaina Roitzah Shekabal Dimei Beisai Min Alakech. It's not fitting like a true. I'm selling my house and I'm getting the money. Al Menash Yitzorach Lefreich B'Yavir. I'm with a condition that I'm going to have to fly over your property to get to my bor. It's not normal. El Borra V'Dusoy Shemakav Liatzmoy V'Hilkach Vade L'Mocha Derech Borroy. Therefore here the Rabbanan says it's a svaro that when you sell your house you did not sell the root the road to go to that bor. Since you're going to have to get there, it's not mistavro, you're going to have to fly every time you want to go there. It's zikha mistavro that you left over the right to walk there. But that's chita. The kid said, this is not the all the machloikas all over. Other places, tamas the machloikas, bayin yofer, se bayin ra, that's all over. But I tell you over here, it's no machloikas. Here we have no proof. What it means raw, what it means ra, toiv. Here it's no machloikas. What does lokeach mean, and what does the meicha mean? Is there a svara that the yom makbid or the not makbid? So it says, V'yela me seifa. Maybe the deer should be from the seifa. Mochron, it says in the seifa, the Mishnah, Mochron le'yachar, let's say you go and you sell only your bor and your dus. You only sell this ditch of water to somebody else. So how much do you sell? Do you sell the right to walk there also or not? So it says, Rabbi Kiva Roimer, Einoit Tzorach Likach Le'derech. That the one that bought the right, the one that bought this bor, has the right to walk through your property to get there. Why? Here's the raya of Kiv Hold, HaMoicher is b'ayin yofer mocher. When you sell something, you sell it with a nice eye. So once I'm selling you my bor, I'm selling you my ditch of water, I also mean to include the right to walk through my field to get there. That's what the Kiv is for. The Chachamim Oimrim, the Chachamim say at the end of the Mishnah, no. That even though I sold you my bor, my dus, my storage of water, but tzarech, if you want to walk through my property to get there, you're going to have to buy it or get special permission. Min astam, when I sell you the ditch of water, I did not mean to include the derech, the road to get through it. So why not? What's on the chomim? Look, this is the raya. As the chom hold, ha-moicher is buying ra, ya-moicher. When you sell with a bit eye, meaning you want to keep over for yourself as much as possible. And I'm only giving away exactly what I said, not an inch more. So I only said, I'm selling you the bor and the dus, that's it. But the road to get to it was not included. So from the Sefer is the Raya that this is the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chumim. So where says again, no, who told you so? Dilma maybe, behor, behar, behor, pligi. Maybe the Sefer is also a different machlokes. It's not the all over machlokes, whether by in Yofa, whether by in Ra. We have no proof from here. All over they could hold either way. But here maybe to Rabbi Kiva Sovar Bosa Daitid Lakeach Azlinon. We go after the Das of Lakeach. Shvam says, Kleimar, Bein Rabbonin, Bein Rabbi Kiva, Choshevlu Shtei Tainis. That there are two Tainis here. Drisas, Oprichas Avir. They both have good Tainis. They betavayu Oda Makvit. True. One Svar is, I don't want you walking through my property. I own the property. I only sold you the bor and the dus. But I don't want you to walk through my property. That's a good time. It bothers the owner if somebody's walking through his land. But the other way to look at it is, but the guy did buy the bor. He did buy the dus. Well, what is he going to do with it? If it's in the middle of your field and I can't get to it, what do you mean I bought it off you? Do I have to fly there every time? That's a svarad lakech has the right to say, when I bought the right, of course it's included the right to walk to it. So there are two tainis here. That's the machlokes. El Rabbi Kiva miyafa kerech lakech. Rabbi Kiva says we look at the tain of lakech v'chol makom sheyesh latain k'neged ha-moicher. Whenever the lakech has a good tain against the moicher, we listen to the lakech. V'yosa bosa daitet lakech. Why? What's the svara? Mishum d'loshad ye'inish zuzi v'chdi. Like the lakech, he's the one that's buying. He's the one that's giving the money. So we say a svara, a person doesn't give away his money for nothing. And therefore the Meicher understood already that the Meicher also knew that when the Lakech is buying it and giving him the money, he doesn't give his money for nothing. And when he bought the bor and dus, of course he meant to include the right to get there, the right to road to walk through your property to get to the bor and the dus. Hilkach zeh from Akivis Tzvar is Yad Lakech El Hal Yoyna. We're not afraid what the Meicher Tain is. Are you ruining my property? Maybe so again, it's a new Machloikas over here again. The Mekiva Sovar, Bosa Daitet Lakeach Azlinan. The Gemara says, Rabbonin Sovar, the Rabbonin hold no. Bosa Daitet the Meicher Azlinan. We go, Bosa Das of the Meicher. The Shvam explains, Rabbonin Azli, Bosa Das the Meicher. The Yad Bal Hashtar Malatechtoina. So Lakeach, the one that's buying, he's on the lower. Abu Gabe Mocher Ilon, it's been the case where I sell trees, Vishay Yakarker. I sell you some trees, and I'm leaving over the karka for myself. There's no taina one way over the other. The moicha doesn't have any tainas, and the lakeach doesn't have any tainas. It's only a pure question, how much was included in the sale? It's only one shaila. So I will tell you, they both agree, again, in a normal case, where there's no taina of the moicha and no taina of lakeach, it's just a pure suffix, exactly how much was included in the sale. When I sell you the trees, do I also mean to sell the karka in between or not? So that machlokes, if we have no proof from over here. Over there it's either ayin yof or ayin ra. But could be we have no proof from our mission over here. So the Mara says true. The yellow, how do we know, Taka, that that is the machlokes of Kiva and the Chomim, the yellow mehor, from a different case. It says, lo yes abor, for lo yes hagas, that samazeh, when I sell you something, this is the Gemara later on, the fine aleph, that when I sell something, it says, Asnifnik, Tony Reish, Amrich, Astode, Mocher Avonim, Havloi Mocher Avonim, Shenet Suichem, Lovia Sabor, Lovia Sagas. If I sell you a field, so I do not mean to include, Loya Sabor, I do not mean to include the bor, the ditch of water there, for Loya Sagas, not if there's a vat of wine there, for Loya Sashevich, I do not mean to include the bird nest there. Bain, Chorvin, Bain Yeshuvin, whether it's Chorvin, whether it's destroyed, like dried up already, whether it's in use. Rashbam says, Bain Chorvin means it's dried up. Shein Mayim Abor, that there's no water right now in the ditch. V'yein Kromim Somach Lagas, and there's no vines near the vine vat. V'lo Yoinim B'Shevach, and there's no pigeons right now in the birdhouse. Doesn't make a difference. As even though right now these things are not being used, the boar and the wine vat, it's empty, and the birdhouse is empty. Don't make a difference. If I sell you my soda stam, I do not mean to include these things. I do not mean to include the boar, the ditch of water, or stam, the ditch now is empty of water, not the empty wine vat, and not the birdhouse. Yeah, that's called Ben Cherov and Ben Yeshuvin, whether they are being used. In both cases, you did not include it. V'tzorech likach leiderech divrei Rabbi Akiva. Yeah. V'tzorech lemoicha likach leiderech divrei Rabbi Akiva. That the moicha has to give the rights for him to go through the fields. V'tzorech likach leiderech divrei Rabbi Akiva. V'chom and v'chom say ain't it tzorech? No, you do not have to. You do not have to get permission. Yeah. Zmar says asul amali. What do we have to have a second time for? Like, that's our mission here. Shabbat says, Asul Amali. Ilash Min and Tam, the Rev Yakiva, the Ein Lakech writes a sheet in Maitsev Yisu Acherim, that Lakech buys something, that doesn't want other people to walk through. But Tamayel the Rabbonin, the Ein Moicher writes a lead to Maitsev Yafriach Biav, that's all Machoik is here again. Homeresha Dikton, where's the Boros Ados? From our mission we know these Svoris. Vesorach Likach, Shemin and Lei. What do we have to have it for? An extra Mishnah. Elavadai Mishnah Yisrael Lashminon the Afilu B'Shar Dinim, even other places, the Lekahanech Taimi, where the Moicha doesn't have any special time, I don't want to have to fly over, or the Lekeh doesn't have any Taina, I don't want people to be in my field. Still, the Svaras are that Miyafe Rabbi Akiva Koyech Lekeh Mishum the Moicha B'Yayin Yafa Moicha. Rabbi Akiva's Svar always is when somebody sells something, he sells it with a good eye. And the Rabbonin hold no, miyafe koich moicher, mishum de moicher beyayin ra moicher. That's why the Mishnah repeats itself later. Again, there it repeats itself and says that when you sell the field, you do not mean to include these things. But if it's tzarech likach loy derech, divrei Rabbi Akiva, that the moicher, it says clearly again, that when the moicher sold the field, so it says he leaves over for himself the boar and the gas and the shrevich. But according to Rabbi Akiva, you have to buy the path to get to it. And the Chum say, no, you don't have to buy the path. And so the question is, why does the Mishnah Chazar over a second time? We have that now Mishnah here. So the reason why it says it a second time is to teach us that this is a Svara all over Shas. It's not only a special Svara here by the Lakech and the Meicher of a field about flying to the place or ruining my field, But the svara all over that when you sell the yayin yofer, that's Rabbi Kiva's svara, and the Rabbi Chama say no, the moicher, when he sells something, he leaves over the rights for himself, he leaves over as much as possible for himself. He gives away the yayin ra. That's the proof. That's the machlekes. But it's a sul amali, el laf, o kamashmalon, the Rabbi Kiva's svara moicher, the yayin yofer moicher, the born in savri moicher, the yayin ra moicher. Smur says again, no, what's the proof? Vidilma maybe Ashminin bias. Our Mishnah talks about selling a house that you do not mean to include also the bor and the dus. For kamash mulon soda. And later the Mishnah teaches us that when you sell a field, also you do not mean to include the bor and the shayvich and the gat. And maybe v'tzrich. Maybe I need both Mishnayosin. The Ashminin bias. If I don't know our Mishnah about selling a house, I will tell you over here. Mishum the boy eats neusa. Because in the house you need snius, you need privacy. Maybe that's why you don't want somebody else walking through your house. Because you want to have a private. Avul sade meloi. But when you sell your field, so the one that buys it, he doesn't care if somebody else walks through. So maybe there Rabbi Kiva would also agree that the meicher has the right to walk through the field. That's why I need the machlokes a second time to let us know, even though I'm only selling you the field, still according to Rabbi Kiva, the meicher has no right to walk through the field. Lakech has the right to say, I don't want you walking through. Not only through the house I can stop you, but even through my field I can stop you. Now, the Ashminin Soda, if I would have only learned the second Mishnah about selling a field, Mishum the Kosher Le Davsha. Over there we could understand very good the Chum Svara, why they say